Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast. My name is Gav Murphy and who am I joined by? Making mad faces at each other.
Simon Cody.
And
it's me.
Daniel Krupa.
Hello.
Banger week this week. I've just come back from... I came back from an interview that's going to be in the podcast next week.
I think you said that.
Oh, good. Yeah. I interviewed Josh Brolin. I'm buzzing from it.
You really
absolutely
liked
him, buzzing.
Didn't you?
He was wicked.
He's your new
nice.
Mate.
Can't wait to have that. That'll be in the podcast next week.
Pressing new friends, are you?
Yeah, we are best friends. Ooh, Deadpool friend.
Oh, Deadpool 2 friend.
But we also... before we go into that.
Hmm?
Have you guys seen my new pencil that I found in the hotel?
Well, I don't think anyone listening can see your new pencil.
It's like a black and white.
We'll make it a thumbnail.
It's like an irregular. This is the it's thumbnail, like a barcode.
A black and white pencil.
It's like a little feather with black end and a green rubber. There's lots going on. I found it in a hotel.
It's quite snazzy.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't usually use pencils, but that's me.
You make
now.
An exception for that.
Yeah.
Oh, you are right in there. You are. You can rip that out now.
Can't rip that out.
Is this the best opening to a podcast we've ever done?
Maybe.
I hope we win that award next week for best podcast, and this is the first one people listen to. You're going, I really must check out the IGN UK podcast.
Yeah.
The first 10 minutes was a person I can't see using a pencil
that I couldn't
next
see.
Next week, I'm going to bring my protractor and we can have a bit of a play.
If we win, they'll be like, it's a token win. They've given it to them. They've got to give it to them. They've got to give it to the podcast with... three British men on it.
They say they're always moving forward, but these days it's just stationary.
What's up first, Gav?
Well, I'll tell you what's up first, Daniel. So, people who follow the old websites...
Dale is in the gallery, mortified by that.
By what?
He's just blowing his brains out of that.
Because of the intro.
Great
no,
joke.
No, that.
What did he say?
Just pointing at me and say that.
What did he say?
You didn't hear my joke.
No, I didn't.
Let's move on.
Is this shite?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Oh, I missed it. I wasn't listening. I was thinking about my pencil. if you don't know, if you go to IGN.com right now, you'll see a bunch of Jurassic World Evolution stuff. Because it's our IGN first this week. The big boys came calling. Big boys equals dinosaurs.
There's also little dinosaurs there.
This is little dinosaurs, but they're bigger than us. So
are they?
Some of them. Depends on the dinosaur. Krupa and I answered the call because, as you know, we're both very big fans of Jurassic Park and big fans of just parks in general.
Yeah.
Just roller coasters and having a fun
benches.
Time. Having a fun time.
Yeah.
So Frontier Developments, they've been making Jurassic World Evolution. It's the first time we got to play it. I watched about 8 hours of it.
Ooh.
And genuinely, right, came away from it thinking, do you know what? Because I played the intro bit. Which is like 2-3 hours. We got the first 20 minutes on the site. And I came away going, I've played or watched 8 hours of that, and that's probably enough for me. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since. Like,
What you would have done again?
Yeah.
Do you think in many ways that kind of mirrors what John Hammond must have thought after the events of the original Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I would have done that differently.
Yeah.
I would have given everyone the weekend off.
Yeah. I had one of the lead producers in a room with me for 2 days, bless him. Like, Rich, what a lovely dude. And I did kind of feel sorry for him by the end.
Two days with you.
Mate, not even allowed out of the room as well. Like,
Jesus.
Imagine I'm prepared to try, but barely any breaks. Also, he was making me my brews, and he drinks tea as well. And he was like, I drink a load of tea. And I didn't say anything. I was like, yeah, all right, mate, whatever. He made me so many cups of tea.
Whatever, mate. Not all of us can make tea.
Not a lot of us consume tea. So I sat in a room with him and we got to play it together. It's, honestly, it's basically exactly what you would want from Theme Park X Jurassic Park. You're basically running a park full of dinosaurs, and what you do with the dinosaurs is up to you. It's brilliant.
Do you learn any good little tips?
Did I learn any good
like
tips?
What you should be putting next to each other, or did they give you know, like a classic tip I remember from like Theme Park or Royal Castle Tycoon was like, oh, make your chips more solid buy more drinks.
And then put toilets near those otherwise to get very unhappy.
Well, the good thing about it was I got to see different builds from different developers on the game who play in very different ways. So what I was doing was, and what this guy Rich is doing as well, it's basically you've got your research center, your Hammond Center, sorry, which is where your dinosaurs come out of. Like all the sort of science goes on in them, and then they come out of the Hammond Center. But what this, and basically you can have multiple dinosaurs coming out. So the big problem is when you first start out is you can't have some dinosaurs in the pen with other dinosaurs. Some dinosaurs like to be in a group. Some dinosaurs like being by themselves. So you come out, so you've only got enough money for a Hammond Center right at the beginning. So Rich and I did this cool thing where the dinosaur comes out, and you've got a big park for it straight away.
I did just imagine Richard Attenborough then.
Me and Atters. And basically, rather than just having them coming out, or you know, having your security people put them to sleep to put them in his own pen, we built like a little pen, like a holding pen for them. So the dinosaurs come out and they stay there.
Almost like a creche.
Yeah. And then they like get nursery. Transported from the creche. Yeah. But then this other developer, what he was doing was, rather than do that and have to deal with that problem straight away, what he was doing was every dinosaur that he had on his island had their own Hammond Center.
So if really?
He, yeah. So if he had... Much, if no, anything. But it was quite cool, though. It looked really
pampered.
It looked really neat because it was like every Dilophosaurus was coming out into the Dilophosaurus pen.
They
being
would.
There.
They would.
Whereas, and like every Stegosaurus coming out and going into Stegosaurus, it's not going into a pen, getting a little bit... Because they do get a bit irritated. And then they get fucking tranked and then transported by helicopter to where they're meant to be. So that was a cool little tip. There's like a different ways of playing.
How
it.
Quickly can I get a T-Rex?
Pretty quickly.
Good.
The one that I bought cost $750,000.
Wow. I think that's cheap.
I think so as well.
I'd save up.
Especially because on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And in that, there's an auction scene.
But that's like second passing that cost on. Like,
yeah.
And
you're,
they're
fully
developed.
Doing
sort of job, that's a good point. I guess like they're fucking bringing them from the middle of...
You get trade price.
The island, yeah, the island of the five deaths. You're making them, aren't you?
You're making them.
So can you create your own species?
Well, I haven't seen that.
This is where the Jurassic World-y stuff comes in, isn't it? Like, that's, you know, a big part of that movie is, like, splicing them with, like, not just frog DNA. It's, like, other stuff, isn't it?
So even though IGN First, we got to see stuff that nobody else has seen outside of the developers, obviously, yet... That wasn't a thing that they showed me, and it wasn't a thing they talked about. Might be in it, I don't know, but it feels like it's coming out like second week of June. That feels like something they wouldn't have kept under wraps, I don't think.
That would be a very cool...
The way you describe that, like the developers have obviously seen it. Yeah. I just had that image of in Daredevil when they have all the blind people doing the drug trafficking.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's how you should keep secrecy on a game, is have blind developers.
Like in The Prestige when he has all blind stagehands. Yeah. That's how he keeps the secrets.
Need that at Walmart.
But yeah, so... What was I going to say then? So I don't know about that. But what you can do is really cool is, you know, a famous thing in Jurassic Park is they haven't got a full genome sequence for a dinosaur. Yeah. The cool thing, one of your jobs is you send out your diggers, right? And they go all around the world where they think dinosaurs will be, and they bring back research. And they bring back, like, hey...
Like little bits of amber.
Yeah, they bring back little bits of amber, which might have a little bit more triceratops in. So your genome then...
Trying to fill it in.
Yeah, so you get more and more complete triceratops.
That's a very gamey thing, isn't it?
Yeah, which is cool, because then you can get, like, 100% triceratops. But if you don't want to wait for that, what you can do is start splicing in, like, filling in the genome gaps, just like they did in Jurassic Park, right? So
I could have, like, 80% triceratops, 20% stegosaurus.
Bat. Yeah.
Oh, so you can do splicing.
Yeah, but you can't splice dinosaurs.
Oh, you can't morph
to dinosaurs. No, I meant other stuff. All right, in Jurassic World, because is the I-Rex like some cuttlefish?
Yeah. That's what it does.
So I could have a triceratops with my face on. Can I scan a PSD into the game?
No, you can't scan a PSD. Well, modding. That they've showed me, Lance.
I mean, if they want an idea, there you go.
You imagine your face on a little stegosaurus face.
I'd go to park. Yeah, you'd see that.
Or on its arse.
But what you can do, like,
hello.
But what you can do then is start splicing like different things in there. Like I had a bunch of triceratops because one of the things was your triceratops are dying, like their lifespan is not very good. But a shark's lifespan is fucking wicked.
Is this a good idea? Yeah. Well, sharks, do they have any known issues?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing where the game is
it's balancing
quite in depth.
Yeah.
Quite in depth, but then also not very, because then you just go, well, if I'm splicing a velociraptor with a great white, the psycho in me is like, this is going to be a killing machine and it's going to live for fucking ever. But actually, sharks in Jurassic World are just good for, I think it was, it, but none of the
certain
was,
qualities.
Yeah, certain qualities, and that's it. It's not like, oh yeah, you actually spliced it with
what
a man shark.
If you could just like take away what you could do in the game,
yeah,
what would you like to put into a dinosaur's genome?
Very, ooh, very good question.
Oh, you're throwing that at me, aren't you?
Spider.
Spiders, snakes, bats. Spiders, snakes, bats. What else? Shark.
I'd like a bull?
A lion?
Now I'm thinking about it, it might not be spider.
Might not be spider. I'm just thinking of all those weird alien figures.
Yeah. A big lion's mane on one.
But then what you can also do as well is you can, by doing that, it messes with how they look. So you get, you know, you can get T-Rexes that are not just like the color of a T-Rex in Jurassic Park. Yeah. You get them like different, like basically like gremlins too.
I like that.
Can I make Barney the dinosaur by splicing?
Not that I've seen, but again, they might look. They could be they could be keeping things under wraps, so I don't know. But everyone
at the moment,
Barney DLC. Yeah. But everyone at the moment has been playing Isle of Matanceros, which is the only one that people have played. We've played another island, which we're revealing next week, and that is a very good island because shit goes down.
But that's in Spanish.
Yeah.
La
Chita hits El Fan. But yeah, it is one of those things where I think it's a game where I played or watched it being played for like 8 hours and goes, okay, I'm pretty done with this. But then had more and more ideas about how I could be doing it. And oh shit, I almost fucking revealed something mental then.
There's different ways
of playing it. Like, and you have these ideas for how you want to do
really
it.
I'm really looking forward to watching the World Cup. Yeah. I'm playing that on my laptop.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the kind of game you can do with sound in the background as well.
Yeah, because it's like. But then when it all kicks off, you need to get involved. Because when shit goes wrong in Jurassic Park, it goes wrong.
Yeah.
I've seen.
It's not like just sitting back on your balls as Blackburn. Watching,
mate, shit's gone wrong at Blackburn.
Of course it has. We haven't had an update for ages.
I just won the World Cup. How about that?
With Blackburn?
No,
you got skills,
England.
Mate.
Do you want to know my class move? Joined England, won the World Cup, retired the next day from England duty.
Did you?
I did my job. See you later. I'm not doing another 2 years to qualify.
In, out, Cody, and he shakes it all about. And he goes back to club management.
Yep.
You were doing both, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm a man of many talents.
Yeah, but don't you want to go...
Mainly play football
manager in your
pants.
Don't you just want to, like, go to your dream, like, you know, not necessarily for... You know, not necessarily for the plaudits, not necessarily for...
I want the plaudits.
You want to go somewhere where, you know, you're starting again.
Spurs, no, because I still haven't won the league and for that part.
Haven't you?
What? You've won the World Cup and you haven't won the league.
It's the year 2030. I've come second 4 years in a row.
How old are you now in the game?
In the game? I'll be... 38?
Fucking hell.
I know. Be dead in real life before then, probably. The way I live. Fast.
I've seen how you lived. It's
raw.
It's a walking pace.
Yeah.
Andante Cardi.
I don't know.
The Predator trailer. That's just dropped.
Oh, yeah, still got this.
Looks rubbish.
Yeah. But is this thing right? Where it's Shane Black doing
it. I don't think it showcases that it's a Shane Black film. Because I think that's that classic example of something we've talked to directors a lot about recently.
Yeah.
They're not in charge of the trailers. It's called The Predator. I'm sure they wanted like an action trailer. Those bits are probably not finished.
Yeah.
And they don't want the first trailer for The Predator to be like witty dialogue.
Yeah.
I think they want this trailer to tick off the boxes. The Predator is back and stuff's going to blow up.
Well, I'm going to say something just probably people will hate me for this. I'm just not a big Predator fan at all. Like even the original one. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, there's not much to go on. I like the first movie, but like it's not like it has this great canon of work.
No, is it? Do you know what I kind of enjoy? Alien versus Predator, the first one.
I was trying to think this morning if I can remember that, and I can't. I remember a pizza delivery scene in one of them.
Requiem.
That's one of them's generally called. Yeah. How many of those are there? Three.
I remember when
I interviewed Ridley Scott, and I was like, "Oh, you aware of like Alien vs Predator and like Alien Isolation and stuff like that?" And he was like, "Everything. I'm aware of it all." I was like, "Alien vs Predator." He's like, "Yeah, they show it everything to me before it goes out. What did you think of Alien vs Predator?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about it." I was like, "Good." He hasn't seen it.
Maybe you should have said something at the time.
That's the thing. I think it's got a really good cast. I genuinely think it's going to be good. but not really? Based on that. It feels like that trailer as well. Yeah, it's a bit
like,
mad.
I think Shane Black has a pretty good track record of making good films. Like, I think we'd factor that in more than a trailer mocked up by a marketing department.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he does projects that interest him for a reason as well. Yeah. And I don't feel like he would do it if there wasn't a reason to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, and it feels like the trailer's just about to get going and then it stops.
Yeah. I reckon they must be not ready, those shots. Because like the shots involved in Predator, a lot of them might be a CG Predator.
Yeah.
Or like that won't be ready to look good.
No.
But then again, with the pacing of a trailer, they don't want like it to
be. Should have done some of the bits where he's invisible. That's easy. You don't have to show him.
Yeah, that's a good point actually. Yeah, that's good. They should have done that.
Is it out this year? I don't know. I think so.
Is it?
I don't know. Let me try.
Because I don't know. It's got Tom Jane in it.
Who's the lead guy? I have no idea. It's
the guy from Narcos and Logan.
14th of September.
So yeah, it is. Mm. Bloody hell.
That is this year, September.
We'll give him a kick up the arse. That's soon.
Well, who should I ring?
Shane. Tom Jane.
It's got
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. She's wicked. It's got the guy from Narcos and Logan. He's brilliant. Yeah. It's got
It's also set at Halloween.
Yeah,
the Shane Black movie not set at Christmas.
It's got Key from Key and Peele.
Also, the little lad at the beginning when he's mucking about with he's playing Don't Starve on his computer in the background.
Is he?
Yeah.
A third of the trailer is him opening an Amazon parcel.
Quite like that, but like the fact that Shane Black, I think that's like a little inkling that it's a Shane Black thing. Like, it's this mad
Amazon
thing in a jungle, or the Danny Glover one is set in New York.
Yeah.
This one, it's just this little suburban town with like some kids in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's got more weirdness to it. Like, I almost, that opening scene when the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a weird riff on E.T. Because, like, this alien visiting them and these kids going out trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that's quite good.
So I think there is, like, little tiny aspects that you got. There's a better film in there than that trailer makes out.
Yeah.
But it's not a very good trailer.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But again, like, this doesn't mean it's not a good film.
No.
No. We don't know.
We got a good, like, I think it's good. There's a couple of good films coming out like that. Good genre films being made by interesting people, I think. Like, the other one is Halloween, like, which
I'm absolutely up for Halloween. Just from that poster.
Because they showed some footage, right? And wasn't there like an article someone wrote was like, but is it too scary?
Oh, you and I were on a trip somewhere. And it was like, yeah, CinemaCon, which is like a big convention in Las Vegas where a lot of distributors and studios show like early sneak peeks to film journalists. And there's this like thought piece going, oh, the new Halloween trailer looks good, but is it too scary?
Yeah.
No.
You said an interesting thing about that mask.
So,
which is awesome.
Scratched up,
isn't it? Yeah, like the guy who's made that mask. Because the big problem with a lot of the Halloween sequels is they don't get the mask right.
Yeah.
Like, they've never got it right again. So they tried to recreate the original, which is a Shatner mask that's painted and the eyes gouged out. Oh, it looks too pristine or something. So what they've done is they've tried to replicate the original, but they've studied how like masks of a similar material would perish over time.
Yeah.
And like, there's a story reason where it's been stored as well.
Yeah.
They've factored that into like the weathering of it. But there's a cool thing about that Halloween movie where they disregard all the sequels.
Mm.
I think even H2O.
Mm.
And Laurie, I think they're also removing the fact that it's her brother.
What?
Because apparently in the trailer there's a line where
they say it's the first direct sequel from Halloween.
Yeah, so
the
I think they're disregarding
Halloween. No, Halloween.
Halloween. I think they might be disregarding.
Do we get rid of two as well?
Basically, I think what's a. I've gone. Jamie Lee Curtis basically tweeted. She said,
fuck everything.
We're going back, but this time I'm ready, basically.
Yeah, so
it's almost like turned on its head.
Well, like, to go, but yeah, like, so they've junked that thing where it's like the twist that it was his sister.
Yeah.
And she spent every day since that original event training up and being ready if he ever comes back, like fucking
Rocky.
Well, yeah, or like Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Like, she's like some mad survivalist.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, you would be. It's quite a traumatic thing to go through.
Oh, the original.
I would take a class.
Yeah.
So it's David Gordon Green directing it, and he's written it with Danny McBride.
Yes.
Is Danny McBride in it?
I think he might be.
In a small way.
And Carpenter's heavily involved.
Also recently came out that he's going to do the music. I wonder if he was holding back until like, so maybe a cut of it.
Yeah,
and he was like, his music's brilliant still.
Yeah.
Like, I went to see him perform live a couple of Halloweens ago. It was amazing.
Mm. I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Yeah, do you reckon he was like, Does Rob Zombie anything to do with it? It's like, no, he's not doing anything anymore.
Well, like, he was quite nice about Rob Zombie originally.
Oh, was he?
And then Rob Zombie kind of slagged him off, and then Carpenter turned on him, and he was like, didn't turn on him.
He was like, I was being nice and counting my pennies, but actually, you're a shitter. You make shit films.
But like, oh, those Halloween movies that he made are so, completely missed the point of what the original was. Like, because he was just like this abused kid.
Almost like.
Yeah, abused kid becomes serial killer. Yeah, probably.
If it wasn't for The Matrix, Rob Zombie would be fucked. Yeah. Like, that one song went nuts because it was on the soundtrack, and that's it. He is shite.
Yep.
Did you do House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah.
That's shite.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the sort of sequel, though. The one where it's like a little road film with the same characters.
You made Halloween 2 as well.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I've just finished Atlanta season 2.
I didn't realize it was all out. Waiting for it all to come out, and then I was going to binge it.
How many episodes?
10, I think.
I'm definitely going to get on that once I finish Sopranos. I'm getting there.
We just got a tweet, actually, saying that someone had just started Sopranos.
Oh, I can hear your thing.
I just started season 5. I'm well on my way.
Excited for it?
Very.
What were we talking about?
Brilliant Atlanta.
Yeah. This all started with Predator trailers.
Yeah.
Everything's Donald Glover these days, isn't it? In a good way.
Atlanta season 2 is brilliant, but last season it was really good because it was doing like a little storyline.
What is
it
about if you don't know what this is?
If you don't know what Atlanta's about, it's basically about a group of mainly 3 men. One of them is kind of a rapper that's kind of blowing up locally, and he's getting more and more popular. But then you also have like a couple of characters like Donald Glover's girlfriend. She's one of the main characters as well. And like last season, she had her own episode where it was just her. And it's a kind of like a little bottle episode. Like they do this really good thing where it's like self-contained stories. And last season, there was a couple of them. And they were really, really good. But you still got a nice little through line as well. Whereas this one is more self-contained episodes. And but it's got to the point where I love the character so much, I just kind of want to see them doing stuff rather than doing these little concept things. Because, again, the girl, Zazie Beetz, is that her name? The girl from Deadpool 2 as well? She's got her own episode in this that is fucking brilliant. And it's like, it's got this feeling about it. You know, when like everyone's done it where you go on a night out and everyone is kind of like got one eye on like another party, and you're trying to Broad City did a really good episode of it as well, where like you want to get to the best party possible, and like everyone's kind of got a little bit of FOMO, and like, oh, should we stick to this party, should we move on, should we go to this bar, do you know what I mean? And it's got a really good thing with that, and it's all based in Drake's mansion,
I was told that episode in particular is brilliant. Yeah, I was speaking to someone at the weekend and said that was definitely a highlight.
Because it's got like loads of like awesome house party like tropes in there that you just go, I've been in that exact situation, which is really good. But it's also got a horror episode. It's got this mad horror episode that comes from nowhere, and it's fucking incredible. But then it's also got like another ball episode with the main rapper dude. And after a while, you're just like, these are really cool, but I want them to be like together.
Does the story really move on at all?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it can. Not a lot. With all the breaking away and stuff.
Yeah, not a lot. And that's my main sort of problem with it, is that I've established that I love these characters, but I want them to actually do stuff together as well. And I don't know if that's like a scheduling thing where they're not together because of that or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe because a lot of them are quite famous.
It's almost weird, isn't it? It's kind of like, it's almost like an anthology series because every episode is different, but it's the same people in the same setting.
Yeah.
But doing different genre and different story every time.
Maybe the first season was like that and I didn't get it. Maybe I didn't get the first series, but I don't know. But yeah, watch it for the horror episode, which is episode 6, I believe.
I'm going to watch it.
Something happens in it.
How long are the episodes?
Like 25 minutes.
Oh, right. Not like hours.
No. There's something about that episode which I didn't know. And then when you find it out, you're just like, what? Watch that episode. And when people watch
it, does he write it?
For a plane that
he writes and directs it, and he's the executive producer on it.
It's a good plane thing.
Fuck off, Donald Glover.
He's too good, isn't he?
He's too good at everything. Do you see all those articles about his average body?
Get a grip.
I know, it's just like...
he looks like the after photo in before and after stuff. Like, that's not an average body.
I saw that thing, I was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers for that.
Idiots.
I think you've taken my plate. If I could be... if I could have the talents of any man in the world.
Who was there before?
Jürgen Klinsmann.
It used to be Justin Timberlake, because he can do everything as well.
Yeah.
But I think now Donald Glover, because he can... I don't know if Timberlake's really written anything in that. That's a good skill.
Ooh.
What, that he's written anything that's good?
Timberlake. As in, not music-wise.
You've not heard Justified.
Well, yeah, I'm talking...
For some reason, though, I thought you were saying Tim Blake. Yeah. I was like, no. Tim Blake.
He's my mate.
He's lovely. He's a lovely man. His mum loves him.
Oh, he bakes a lovely loaf.
And he breaks a heart.
Yeah.
I do that. But. Yeah, I loved Atlanta Season 2. Good stuff. But something that's been taking over our lives, guys. And it's kind of a game.
This is one of the...
football stickers.
Yeah, I'm moving it up.
We've got some paninis. We've got the World Cup sticker album.
We have. When I say a joint decision in an office to collect
book,
I kind of made the decision that I'm going to start this. And we jumped on board.
It's one of the best team projects we've ever worked on.
Yeah.
People are contributing. I may have bought a box of 100 packs on eBay.
For some reason, when that arrived, we were all like, oh, it's small, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know how big I thought 100 packets of football stickers would be.
They don't make bigger than that, do they?
Yeah, but they are small.
It's essentially the size of, like, an iPhone box.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite small.
The way that I keep going over to this little box of them on Simon's desk.
Hang on.
It's like, reminds me of, like, going after eights.
Yeah.
At Christmas, just like, right.
It's just not so intriguing.
But that's bad when you go for after eights and, like, loads of them are empty.
But I just kind of justify it. It's like, oh, I'll open a pack because I've got in the morning. I'll open one because it's just before lunch.
Punctuate.
I'll open one because I've just had lunch.
No, that's how I feel about tea. You know that?
Like,
let's open some packs then. What have you
got? We see what we got.
Yeah,
who we got?
This is the process. Can you walk people through your process?
You ripped it.
Rip the packet at the top, never the bottom for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then take them out, but don't look at them. Paste them face down.
Face down, yeah.
And then reveal. Flip them over one by one. Who have we got?
It's more tension, isn't it?
Adrien Rabiot. French central midfielder, already got him. That's a duplicate. We're at the stage where we're getting a lot of duplicates. Yeah. We've got five.
We bought a box of 100, mate. It's going to happen.
Or Bernardo Silva, already got him.
How much do they cost in shops now?
80 pence.
Shut up.
That's jumped 30p from the last tournament. And you get one less stick. You get five instead of six.
That's insane.
Brexit.
That's inflation. Yep.
Today I had two teams.
Mario Pasalic.
And a shiny.
Unbelievable.
In the pack this morning.
Carlos Sanchez. So far, I've had 4 out of 4 duplicates.
That's not
nightmare. Good. We haven't got this, though. Senegal team photo.
Yes.
What
you got?
Go on, Daniel.
Okay.
You can understand why loot boxes are a thing, man. This is good.
This is amazing. The original loot box.
We're going to do swapsies with GameSpot.
If they're in.
Right. Are we ready?
Are they mad enough? Yeah,
GameSpot definitely aren't cool enough.
Berami.
Oh, we ain't got him.
That's excellent. Good.
He'll probably get, he'll hack someone, get a yellow card.
Oh, lovely. I've got the Kazan Arena, 45,000.
We got Kazan.
I can't say his name.
We've already got him.
Okay, we've got him, everyone. Don't worry. Plays for Iran. I can't say it. Sadibi.
How are Iran?
We haven't got Gibraltar.
And then Iran, shiny.
Oh, that is good.
Welcome to the West.
A lovely crest.
Welcome to the West, Iran.
Here we go. How are Iran getting in, but Wales aren't getting in?
If anyone wants to see up a smaller shop,
the better.
Let us know.
Mate, Italy aren't in.
Have we got any Wales ones yet?
Don't do that. We've got to do another 20 minutes.
Casemiro.
We've got him.
Have we?
We've not picked some good ones here. We've got some bangers earlier.
Galen Shalali.
Oh.
Tunisia. Got him?
I think so.
Oh, shy.
Kaliningrad Stadium.
I don't think we've got Kaliningrad.
Yes, please. Sweden national team?
I don't know if we've got
I think that is new.
Lovely.
Mahmoud Karaba.
We haven't got him.
Excellent.
That's good.
It's a good return. Oh.
World Cup fever. We've all got it.
That'll keep away the shakes for another couple of hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what else will keep away the shakes for the next couple of hours?
Please tell me, Gav.
Little game I like to call. Keyword Countdown. Keyword Countdown. So if you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, I'm to be categorised their films via a bunch of crazy keywords. What I've done, or what... Oh, no. he hasn't put his name on the bottom of the piece of paper, but it's okay, because
I love that you said he hasn't put his name on it.
That's him, mate. That's on him.
Is it?
Yeah, he should have put it on it, shouldn't he? So, young man, what is your name? I think your name is Johnny Gibbons.
Johnny
Gibbons.
Is
that genuinely, or are you just making up a name?
Johnny Gibbons. Yeah, okay. He's Royal Funkness on Twitter, so he's done a keyword countdown for us. Lads, here we go.
I'm not ready for this.
Five films, 10 keywords apiece. You guys have to guess what those films are and what the link is.
You got a Sharpie?
It is a very good link.
You mean business.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
You have all seen, or at least heard of, four of these films.
Is one by Johnny Gibbons? Is it one called Your Funkness?
Here we go. Repeat sequel.
Oh, Halloween 2.
Post Cold War.
Oh,
click.
Patriot Games.
Terrorist Plot.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Wisecrack Humor. Two Man Army.
Lethal Weapon 2?
It's good, but it's not the one.
Die Hard 2.
No. It seems like they do a Lethal Weapon TV show.
Yeah, he's got fired.
Murtaugh just got fired.
They might keep on going.
Yeah.
I love that. It's the funny bit that Murtaugh finally got fired.
Yeah.
Repeat sequel, that's too.
Bare Chested Male.
Ooh, what are we talking?
Creed 2, that hasn't come out yet, has it?
Terrorist Plot?
I don't know. Watching Creed 2, it hasn't come out yet.
It's a good point.
Done me. Machine Gun.
Hot Shots Part 2.
Die Hard 6. Die Hard 5. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Die Hard
3.
Die Hard. Good Day to Die Hard.
Yes. Well done.
I never saw that one. I said Die Hard 2 about 3 ago. I should have carried on then.
Cardi, you got 4 points there. Exploding Car, Father Son Relationship, Kremlin.
That was meant to be awful, wasn't it?
Is that the one with Jay Courtney?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I remember on Total Film, we did this thing before any of the Star Wars stuff had been, any of the casting had been announced. We were asking every single person at a junket, like, do you like Star Wars and would you like to be in Star Wars? He just goes off on one of Star Wars and like, you know, obviously at the time.
Don't do yourself out of a job.
But at the time, obviously, you know, Force Awakens hadn't come out. People didn't really know that actually they were going to move ground. And he basically goes off and he's like, nah, mate, they're shite. Like, why do I want to be in that? And all the different stuff. And it's like, mate, you would fucking kill to be in that now, mate.
Suicide Squad.
Well done.
American title for Die Hard 4.0.
Is it?
No, what was it? A different title in America.
Die Hard Fully Loaded, like Herbie.
Which one is it? The one with Justin Long? Yeah.
Yes, the like the techie one with Kevin Smith.
Die Hard Full Throttle.
It's Die Another Hard.
It's Live Free or Die Hard.
Live Free or Die Hard, it's motherfucker.
The state motto of New Jersey, I think.
Is it?
I think.
Here we go.
Good. No points for that.
Title spoken by character.
What was that, sorry?
Title spoken by a character.
Mission Impossible.
That's really weird. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Do they say Mission Impossible or not?
Yeah, they probably go, this mission is impossible.
This mission
is well on. So we've come to you, Mr. Hunt.
Do you know what? It could be possible. No, this mission.
It's like, I feel like you're setting me up for failure.
It should be a gym. This
mission, subject, they just read an email, subject. Mission Impossible.
It should be like a big joke thing that they keep almost saying it, and then right at the end, it's like, this mission is very hard. You're like, oh, everyone in the audience is like, you almost said it. And then in the last scene, he's like, this mission is impossible, and everyone blows up.
Yeah. Ethan, can you stop getting disavowed?
Here we go.
I'd like full support of the IMF.
Get that mask off.
Solid series, Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Good really. Films.
Based on a book. Multiple storylines.
Cloud Atlas.
Religion. Killer Child.
Oh, The Omen?
That's throwing me for a loop.
Carrie?
The Exorcist?
You're going down the wrong path. Obscene Finger Gesture.
Looper?
Poverty. Adultery.
Don't Look Now.
Multiple storylines.
Rosemary's Baby.
Don't Look Now is a good. I mean, it's not that anywhere close, but I do like that. All that's good, and it's based on a book. So. Adultery. Youth Gang.
Warriors.
Youth Gangs in New York. Clockwork Orange.
Final clue, photojournalism.
Oh, City of God?
Yeah.
Oh, my favourite films as well.
Oh, Simon.
That's in top 10.
It's like reason, number three or four.
Yeah, I thought it was. I was going to say that, but I thought, no, I'll give it away. Yeah. One point, though. Good film, yeah. Good film.
That's brilliant.
Number three.
Here we go.
I never think of it being set as
I feel like any time there's a IMDb film that you don't get, you should
it's like
give 200. It but you got that. You got that, so it's fine. Here we go. Ghetto.
Gangs of New York.
I'm going to watch Gangs of New York this weekend. I've been having a little itch and it's coming up twice now. So, Gun Battle.
West Side Story. That doesn't make sense.
No opening credits.
Ghetto, Gun Battle.
Racism.
Training Day.
Concentration Camp.
Schindler's List.
The Reader.
Schindler's List goes for all those.
X-Men First Class.
Scientific Experiment.
Dead Snow. What's that for?
Fake Documentary.
What is this?
Unlikely Hero. That's probably not going to help you. Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Cloverfield? Chronicle? I'm trying to think.
Final clue. Prawn.
Oh, District 9.
That's both of you. Both of you get a point for that. That's exactly bang on.
I don't think of that as documentary. It's like, it's
fake, don't you? Yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's pretty, not really... Yeah. I suppose it is. There's a Talking Heads on
there. Yeah,
one,
yeah, there is.
One point each.
Yeah.
That.
It's more like found footage.
Yeah. I guess like filming that bit at the beginning, isn't it? Yeah. I remember, right? I got in... it was before I worked at IGN or worked in films and stuff, really. I got into an argument at a screening. I won tickets to go to the screening of the... Either The Last Exorcism or The Exorcism of Emily Rose... Which one of those is found footage?
I think I know this link already.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I went... So, whichever one Eli Roth did are those anyway. And basically, that film starts off as a found footage thing. And then it's just like... It's one person with a camera. And it's like that for a good 40 minutes. But then there's like multiple cameras and stuff like that. And I said... So, I just said like, oh, what was the... I said like, I was really into the found footage-ness of it. It felt like you really were... quite true to it and you didn't really shy away from it. What was the reason for cutting away? I was like, I just wondered if that was like a studio thing or with the reshoots and stuff like that, like a little twat asking questions. And Eli Roth fucking was like, would you ask to have Neil Blomkamp about District 9? And I was like, I don't know.
He's not here.
And he was like, you said that's ridiculous. It's a film. And I was like, yeah, I'm just asking, like, what was the reason behind it? And it was like, it was this mad thing where he was super aggressive to me about
I don't like him.
Like,
I saw District 9. I had a date when I was like 16 to go see District 9. Oh. I was 10 minutes late.
Simon.
And I'm never late. I thought bus troubles, not my fault.
Yeah.
And never saw her again. So, good.
What, did you see her at all? Was she already in the film?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she missed the first 10 minutes as well, so...
Oh, not furious.
I know.
But that's mad, because you were really late then, because you've not only just missed the first 10 minutes of the film, you missed everything else.
I had, like, severe traffic problems. This was, like, after school, so I was like...
Right. What do you mean you never saw her? How did you never see her
again? She go to school with you?
No.
How did you meet her then?
Who was she?
At a party. Doesn't matter now.
Internet.
Well, you brought it up, mate.
You did bring it up.
Went wrong.
Do you still think about her?
No. I do now.
Every time you have a prawn.
That's why he's always 2 days early for every film now, just in case the one gets away again.
I've never been late again.
Who knows?
Here we go, film number four. German Shepherd.
Atomic Blonde.
I Am Legend.
Based on book.
Oh, fuck. I Am Legend.
Based on book.
Listening to a Radio.
The Lies of Others.
Schindler's List.
Very close, both, yeah. Bedtime Story.
X-Men First Class.
The Reader.
I don't know why I keep going through these same few.
Ranting.
At Pupil.
Great Escape.
Dancing on a Table.
Captain America.
Hail Caesar.
Plans for the Future.
Downfall.
Atonement.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, you made me jump there.
Downfall.
4 points, group one. Dictator, Nazi Soldier, Bunker.
Ooh.
Here we go, final film. And I will put it out there that neither of you have seen this. So, sequel.
Sailor.
Character name and title.
See,
what do you think? Like,
I think I know this link, but I'm trying to think of any film that would fit this gap. Because I definitely know this link now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Underwater fight scene.
I'm trying to think of it. I don't know any film set. Though.
Punched in the Face.
Like, I'm trying to think of one film that would fit this. And this person struggled, so probably found this where this is.
Giant Egg. Two Against One.
I just don't.
Monster Terrorizes City.
It's like Pacific Rim 2. Godzilla 2.
What did you say?
Godzilla 2.
I will give you that, because it's Godzilla and Mothra, the battle for Earth. I feel like I can give you a Godzilla for that. I'm a nice man. That's three
very.
I'm
thinking generous. That's very generous.
What else am I meant to do? You're not going to get Godzilla, Mothra, the battle for Earth.
But is that Godzilla 2?
Oh, I don't.
It's one of them, is it? Like, if it was like, I wouldn't give Harry Potter because
I don't.
You've got to be Harry Potter and Philosopher's Stone.
I don't think
Stone
it matters anyway. So
no, but I think for this,
academic. I know the link. I was just trying
the
to
other ones: Yokohama, Japan, Kaiju, Giant Moth. So there you go. You got
The link. It's all those films are set in the last five World Cup final cities.
Well done, Cardi.
It's very good.
I've got World Cup on the mind.
That's really good that you got that. The films are all set in cities that have hosted the previous four World Cup finals.
Plus
with,
Russia.
With Moscow hosting this year. Yeah. That is genuinely impressive.
Football
and you only get 1 point for it and Krupa still won, but it's still fine.
What?
You got 5 points. Well, 6 points. Ooh. Yeah, Krupa got... Oh, no. You only got one, didn't you?
I got four, yeah.
Shit, I thought you got the first two. Cardi, you got five.
Hence, I'm livid about Godzilla.
11. Yeah, 11 points, and Krupa got 5 points. Well done, though, Cardi. That's genuinely impressive you got that. Moscow, Rio, Johannesburg, Berlin, Yokohama. Four World Cup finals with Moscow.
Must have struggled to find a film set in Yokohama. Yeah. So I was like, what is going on?
Fair play, man. That was a good link. Have we got any feedback?
I think we probably do.
Sweet.
Who's first?
Me.
Daniel.
Me.
Excellent.
This is from Connor from Belfast.
Go on, boy.
Hello, Connor. I'm just writing in to formally ask for Gad's permission to use Keyword Countdown for my own nefarious purposes. I'm a teacher in London, and over the past few...
So is it from Belfast?
Yeah, maybe originally.
I will not let any liars.
I'm a teacher in London, and over the past few months, I've been using this game format to teach my students keywords about the topic areas in business studies.
Without my permission.
The game, yeah, look, you can't be you asking permission
now.
After
he's
the
asking.
Fact.
He's
supposed to ask permission beforehand, mate. The game is a way of getting kids to actively think about the keywords in different topic areas and link these together for definitions and explanations. The students really enjoy the format as it breaks up some of the regular activities in the classroom. Anyway,
what you're saying is business studies is boring as fuck, but this is good.
I think he's put it as it breaks up some of the regular activities.
I wish I'd done stuff like that. Like
business studies. Countdown.
Well, not anything.
You're
to
doing
do
it now and you're getting
stuff.
Paid for it,
at
you
school,
little shit.
You don't even learn what a tax is at school. They don't teach you that.
It's a good point, actually. Yeah. I could have really
been learning,
done with that.
I still don't understand. I've been learning about a lot of stuff like that recently.
It's not that good, is it?
I'm 32. I should know this by now.
They don't even teach you how to pay a bill.
It's because we, as a generation, we've been coddled. Am I right, lads? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, living in London doesn't infantilize you. I'm living with other people. When I'm 32, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested to know of your unknowing impact on education. I was wondering if I could formally have Gav's blessing.
What, after the fact?
Yeah.
That's fucking... It's for the, says, the door where, off the horse's or, fucking
or
run off.
Whether I need to assemble a legal team for an impending lawsuit. Mate, you better fucking lawyer up.
Yeah. It's for the kids.
We're not coming back for come 10%. On. We're
you
coming
better,
back
you better
for
suit
everything.
Up. You better suit up.
Of course, man. That's wicked. I'm glad you're doing that.
I think educational purposes is fair use, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can do it, but you have to send in...
An example
of it.
We'll
so
we're playing
do
business
it, yeah.
keyword count now.
Yeah, so DM me on Twitter. Don't send it to that address that you've sent.
Don't
it.
Tell anyone else, and then we just have like Rory and Dale on.
I'll do it for Rory and Alicia.
Yeah, Dale literally owned his own business.
I was looking. I was looking for GDP. Sorry.
Sorry, EBITDA.
DM me on Twitter @CameronGav, and then you can use it. Fine.
Sweet.
Well done.
I've got one from Nathan Cooper. Mm. He says, I love Overwatch. You love Overwatch.
Hello.
That's true. Same goes for Marvel. What could be better than putting those two together to make a beautiful video game?
You just imagined. Upstairs, downstairs.
A game written and advised by Nathan Cooper.
I've had this thought about a Marvel Hero game from Marvel for a while, as it seems like it'd be a massive hit. So who haven't they tried? Well, I got sick of waiting and designed it myself. So he's put a link here if anyone wants to have a look.
Yeah.
For his Reddit, it's reddit.com/user/ Nathamus Prime.
Nice. Love it.
Nathimus Prime.
Mm.
We've
genuinely talked about this in the pub.
Yeah. I would play that.
Hero shooter based on Marvel Heroes. It's very easy, like, even if you just took Overwatch to map on characters.
Yeah. I'd just be Hawkeye, it's just Hanzo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Perfect. Done.
That's not what you can do. You're not saying that. Don't do that. Let's start completely new ones.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, bow and arrow I'm using.
We've talked about this in the pub. Like how good that would be.
You have characters with shields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hulk is...
That do those jobs as well. That do support.
Spider-Man basically has Widowmaker's grapple hook.
Yeah.
And then just snipes people.
But this is the format, 6v6.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about in-game logic. Because once you play a game of Overwatch, you've got literally same characters fighting each other.
Skins write themselves as well.
As if skins write themselves. Spoken like John Doe out of 7.
Well, it's a similar thing with Battlefront, isn't it? That's like soft canon where they're like, everything surrounding is canon. Once you get into the fucking...
It's obviously just nonsense.
50v1.
I'm what I'm going to do it, like, in a game of Overwatch, that Hans is like, I'm literally shooting myself in the head.
I'd play that.
But that's kind of the same for Overwatch, though, isn't it? Like, there's a lot of story and stuff around it. As soon as you get into those games, that means nothing.
You've got goodies against goodies.
Yeah.
Baddies with the goodies.
Yeah.
Because that's the point. It's like, we could keep this straight, but it'd make for a shy game.
Yeah. I've had a look at it. I went there and had a look at it.
Basically Kratos ability, isn't it?
Yeah. I went and had a look at it. He's put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, they're really good. I would check that out. Mm. Check out the link. Good stuff.
Good. I've got a final bit of feedback from Alec John. Lovely name. I'm a long-time fan of the podcast and PTT, and I'm writing in with my bad gaming memory. We still doing this? Thank you for brightening. The incident occurred when me and my older brother were playing Pairs on the PS1. After a heated game, we took a quick break downstairs for a drink. After a few minutes, we returned back to our bedroom to carry on playing Pairs, only to find a very odd sight. Custard cream shoved into the two vacant controller ports on the poor PS1. After some quick detective work, we discovered our little sister, who was a toddler, had been given some biscuits for a snack. Yeah, well done, detectives. And instead of eating them, what do you think she did with them? She thought she would mash them into various electrical appliances, the VHS player and our beloved PS1. Sadly, the controller ports never worked again, and the VHS player bit the dust too.
Because they've got custard creams in them.
Keep up the brilliant work, guys and gal, from Alec John.
Why is she not eating them?
Don't know. Just
jabbing them in places.
White privilege.
I love custard creams.
I was a massive child.
Custard creams really good, yeah.
I struggle to understand anyone who thinks that a bourbon is better than a custard cream.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh man, when we went to Frontier the other day, do you know what they got coming out of their ass? Fig rolls. Fig rolls.
Really? I love a fig roll. What?
Shut up. Fig roll with a cup of tea.
Fig roll?
Feels like all your Christmases have come at once.
Really? You haven't
go? What are they called in America again?
Fig Newtons.
Oh, yeah. Fig Newtons.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for writing in, Alec John. If you want to get in touch with us, IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. And until next week.
No! And another thing.
Here we go. There we go.
I've got something to say.
Why are you being cockney?
Let's talk meal deals.
And another thing.
Let's talk meal deals. Sainsbury's local. I've got a bone to pick.
Okay.
Why can't I get any of bottles of water in the meal deal? I say I want H2O, but you tell me H2 no.
Jesus Christ.
This has gone on too long. Time to crunch some numbers.
Okay.
I'm not going to get through this.
Giggling at his own.
I'm just... what has my life become?
Go on.
Say I get a sandwich for £2. I had chicken and stuffing today. I'd recommend.
Yeah.
A bag of skips for 90p, which is a travesty in its own right, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
End it.
Yeah. Again, something we can all get behind.
Then I had a bottle of Ribena. I did that today. That's £1.20.
Yeah.
That comes to £4.10.
Yeah.
Factor in the £3 meal deal combo, and that's a saving of £1.10.
Yeah.
If I got a bottle of Evian,
yeah,
1,500 mil,
yeah,
for 70p, then I would be saving 40 whole pence. Why have you written end it loads of times in this? You couldn't help yourself, could you?
Cardi's not allowed to edit in my doc. Cardi's not allowed to.
500 mil.
I say 1,500 mil. You're getting a litre and a half of water.
He's written. Cardi's not allowed to.
He's just editing my doc. I wrote a lovely little thing. I'll get around
to this. Cardi's not allowed to print, so he asked me to print it up, and then I'll look at it. I just wrote loads of filth inside.
Unbelievable. On the occasion, I've even tried to bite the bullet and spend the extra 60p, but yeah, that makes the meal deal void.
Mm-hmm.
A nonsense, I'm sure you'll agree. Not only are you depriving me of the liquid of my choosing, but you're actively reducing your net profit. Instead, I'm forced into a corner and end up consuming a drink with far more sugar in it than I initially intended. As a result, my energy levels are given an unwelcome boost, which ultimately makes it harder for me to get to sleep at night, thus making me more tired and less productive. In conclusion, not only are you making less than logical economic decisions, but you are the reducing the output of the nation's workforce. Sort it out.
Can we have...
That's my bit.
Can we have the 40 football manager bit back next week?
No.
And another thing.
I'll have something. I'll have a grievance next time.
To be fair, that is...
Has anyone got any meal deal grievances? Let me know. I've got more than one.
Yeah, to end it at IGN.com.
Why'd you buy the bucket of Saturdays?
No bottles.
It's cleaner.
Water.
It's cleaner than a lot of the stuff that you do say after you say, and another thing in the office. I'll tell you that. Like, you've cleaned that up.
It is genuinely mad, though, that they have no bottles of water in the meal deal. It's insane.
Yeah. IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com if you want to send in anything.
It's even almost as annoying as when, say, a bottle of Coke's in the meal deal, but the bottle of Coke vanilla isn't, although it's exactly the same price.
Well, it's
a grip,
but it's not the same.
They might have ordered different quantities of them.
Yeah,
they're the same. No.
Yeah, that is why. Because it might be 100 bottles of Coca-Cola vanilla. It might be. They probably make more money on it. Yeah, they would surely.
Yeah, but I don't see it from that
angle. Anyway, IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. Until next week, I'm sorry about him. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Who let him have Ribena?
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.